Welcome back. That's the problem.
Respond to him, Bamanzar. Good morning, honorable members.
Morning, sir.
Honorable Fiber, if you want to leave the meeting, you can leave the meeting. You won't come here with your fabricated regulations.
I'm here, chairperson.
You can leave, fabricate regulations this meeting because it's not going to help you in anyhow. Okay?
Good morning, Chair. Welcome. You've just been a bit delayed. Welcome, Chair.
What regulations are you referring to?
I think, Chair, let's start the meeting before we discuss an item that is not on the agenda.
Even an item, that thing is a disruption. It's not an item, but you must, you know, these side shows, they must be addressed so that there's no confusion next time. Because if you leave them hanging, people will assume that there are regulations here. This meeting is informed by a quorum. We must give the staff to audit the quorum, whether the quorum is there or not. It's for them, and we are not going to rush them to get and ascertain that. So people must have that understanding. There are no regulations. That's the point I'm making. And that's it. Okay. Who is Galaxy S8 Plus? Can you please rename your gadgets? Because all you want is identity. Galaxy S8 Plus, rename your gadget. And all these other people with no gadgets. And so that renaming of gadgets is very important so that we know who is in the meeting. Can we do that? Or I'm going to remove you, Galaxy S8 Plus, if you are not renaming your gadget. Mr. Squella, do we have quorum?
Good morning, Chair. We do have a quorum, Chair.
Okay. Can you make sure that everyone has renamed the gadgets? The gadgets must be renamed. People must put their names on the gadget so that we see on the platform who is here. Can you please beam the agenda for us? I don't see the DG of the department. Is the DG here? In fact, I don't see people of the department. Are they here, Mr. Squell? Mr. Squella?
Oh, good morning, sir. No.
I don't see the department here.
And they are not present, sir.
And people like Honorable Fiber must want us to rush the meeting. Who's going to present? Honorable Fiber, who's going to present if the department is here? Are you going to present on behalf of the department?
Good morning, Chair. Chair, I was just saying that the meeting was going to start at 10. I only got the invitation late as it was sent to a wrong email address, but I was ready at 10 o'clock as has been asked from us as members. So I just expect if a meeting starts at 10 that everyone will be there. This is just housekeeping on time.
The department is not here on the platform. Are you going to present on behalf of the department? Since you have a regulation known to yourself, are you going to present on behalf of the department?
Chairperson, I think you're out of order. It is your committee, and I believe that is in your hands to decide what to do.
Stop misfiring in the meeting. Allow the chair to chair and stop misfiring, because your misfiring is not going to assist us anyhow. Thank you very much. Honorable Mr. Squella, where is the department?
Oh, Chairperson, the item chair that members will be dealing with, it is an internal matter, Chair.
What internal matter?
It is a consideration of the first and the second quarter report, Chair.
Why is the department not here?
Oh, they were not invited, Chairperson.
What?
Oh, okay. That's fine. Let's proceed. So, Dineo must present. Can we move for the adoption of the agenda? We all have the agenda before us, isn't it?
Yes, Chairperson, I move.
Honorable Zungu is moving. Can we get a seconder?
I second, Chair.
Dineo, can you continue with the presentation?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members. Lubabalo, are you going to beam or should I try and share?
Please try and share from your side.
Is the report on the screen, Lubabalo?
Okay, let's see.
I have shared it. I don't know if you can be able to see it on your side.
No. We can't see it on our side.
Okay, it might be delayed.
It's not there, this report, you know. The report is not there.
Okay, we can see it, sister.
Okay. There is a delay actually beaming the report. Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. The draft report on the first and second quarters of the past financial year 2020-2021 is the report that the committee is going to consider today. The committee met on the 10th of February to receive a briefing from the department on their performance on these two quarters. I will not dwell with the introduction because it talks to the mandate of the committee and then the purpose of the quarterly performance report, which is forming part of the overall BRR report. The committee has to have quarterly reports so that they build up to their annual report on the performance of the department. So quarter one and two is part of that. And then the mandate of the department and the measurable objectives. And then on performance of the department in general, the committee noticed that for the first and the second quarter, in terms of financial performance, the department had lower spending on most of the programs, program one, two, and three. And the reasons which were advanced was because of low activity of the department in terms of it being impacted upon by the presence of the pandemic. So most of their activities were not carried on because they were not able to meet or to follow up on meetings which were set. Then in terms of administration, it was basically the ICT issue and also the Foreign Service Act. The fact that it was supposed to have been completed, the processes for formulating regulations and codes and directives were supposed to have been completed. The committee noted that the department was not able to meet that target. And furthermore on that, the department had provided in the APP of the previous financial year that it would have finalized the processes by the 30th of April 2021. And recently the committee has actually noted that it has not been able to meet that target also. There was also a target in the second quarter, which deals with the reviewing of structured bilateral mechanisms by the department, the issue which the department was not able to also to complete, the process which it was not able to complete. And also under, I'm just highlighting, you know, major issues, Chairperson, per program. Under program three, the main activity there was supposed to be the reviewing of South Africa's membership in international organizations. And that was supposed to have been finalized in quarter two, but the department was not able to accomplish that. And then with regard to the ARF, it was the usual outcome of the department having to migrate the ARF to SADBA, which was not also achieved. So basically, Chairperson, in terms of finances, they are on program one. They had lower than expected expenditure. On program two, they also have lower than projected expenditure. On program three, higher than expected. And then on program four, they had lower than projected. And then, and also on program five. Now, with regards to findings, Chairperson, which I think maybe the committee would like to focus more on that. Finding one, in fact, these findings cover both first and second quarter. So under 5.1, the committee needed more information on the role that South Africa had played at the UN Security Council when it was serving there. And the committee also commended South Africa's efforts in tapping into emerging markets and increasing its trade relations with Asia and Latin America. Finding number two, the committee had learned from the media that some of the diplomats refused to come home at the end of their tour of duty. And committee sought more clarity on the issue. On finding three, the department was instructed to give an update on the progress towards the entering into force of the Foreign Service Act. As it was already explained, Chairperson, the department was not able to meet this target. 5.4, a gap analysis was sought in terms of establishing whether the department would be able, the diplomatic academy in the department would be able to deliver African Union and United Nations languages in terms of its training to South Africa's diplomats. And then five, it was further thought as to why the consultations on regulations and directives had not been achieved in quarter one. The committee will be reminded that the department had actually developed or created five working streams, which were charged with the responsibility of coming up with different parts of regulations which will affect different parts of the Act. So those working streams had not finished their work. And as a result, the committee wanted to find out why and how far they were supposed to have done that in quarter one. Now, 5.6, it's the one that we refer to, which is on the review of structural bilateral relations, which was supposed to have been achieved in quarter two. And then 5.7 was clarity was sought on the reasons for the delay in commencing processes towards South Africa's international organizations membership strategic review, which the department had undertaken to do and complete by quarter two. So the committee wanted to find out the impediments or the challenges which the department had in terms of that target. 5.8, clarity was sought on the collapse of the information communication technology ICT systems in the department. And the fact that since the department is handling sensitive information, this situation could not continue. It was on the matter of the committee having noted no progress in terms of ICT infrastructure revival in the quarters that the department had undertaken to achieve this target. 5.9, The committee asked the department in terms of whether it had a strategy which will assist the country to take advantage of the open door policy of the Biden administration in the US. And had also noted that South Africa had not so good a relationship with the Trump administration. And the committee was curious to know what the department plans were to mend and promote the relationship between South Africa and the US. 5.10, Chairperson, is on the DPME, which the committee had noted that the DPME had welcomed the idea of government departments moving targets over to the next quarter if targets were not achieved in the current one. However, the committee cautioned that although moving over unachieved targets related to COVID-19 was justifiable, moving over targets to the next quarter for reasons such as lack of performance should not be condoned, and therefore the department was urged to stick to those targets and achieve what should be achieved. And then 5.11, it was this issue pointed to the non-disclosure of information in the missions and the fact that it should be regulated by relevant laws and bilateral agreements. It should not be at the manager's discretion to decide what information to withhold and what information to release. In the past, the committee had noted situations related to misconduct in the missions where just information was not shared with the committee. So this is an issue which the committee raised. And then 5.12, the committee sought clarity on the promulgation of the Foreign Service Act. The committee asked the department to indicate if the act still could be operationalized in 2 months' time, which was in April 30th, as a deadline which the department had given itself. The COVID-19 excuse would not survive, as the act would resolve a lot of issues once it came into effect. 5.13, Chairperson, the committee said regarding developments in Myanmar, the committee asked the Director General to explain to the extent to which South Africa had been involved in monitoring the situation and whether it was engaging with the Myanmar government directly. The committee also observed that the former National Party chief negotiator, Ruth Meyer, had been actively engaging with the government of Myanmar to build peace, so the department's stance on the matter was required. 14%, the committee noted ARF's efforts in providing humanitarian assistance to help combat COVID-19 in battling African countries. And then clarity was sought on the measures in place to make sure that South Africa's funding to the countries did not fall prey to corruption and looting. 15, clarity was sought on why taxpayers should pay for the damage to rented properties that diplomats and their staff had caused. The committee recommended that all diplomats and their working staff should sign an agreement to be responsible for all damage caused to leased properties in the future. Currently, the department had to pay about 10 million in damages to rented properties abroad. Again, the committee observed that the committee said that the IT system in the department had been a prolonged issue, the longer the issue remained unresolved, the more compromised South Africa would find itself. The processing of a tender for department's IT system was a priority. 17, the committee observed that more detail was requested about the 140 million loan to Cuba, which had been referred to in the ARF presentation. 18, the committee sought more details about the points system in SADC. This was revealed in the presentation that South Africa did not have sufficient points to compete for the executive secretary position at the SADC. Clarity was sought on the minimum points required to compete for that position and the points that South Africa currently had. 519, clarity was sought on why the Silencing the Guns in Africa project had been extended to 2030 and whether this initiative had encountered any failures or challenges. The situation in the northern Mozambique was cited as a case in the region where there is instability. 20, clarity was sought on the ARF's provision of personal protective equipment, PPE, to the value of 288 million to 21 countries, and the committee requested a more detailed breakdown of the allocation of funding for each country. 21, it was noted that under the theme of silencing the guns, there had been a 43% rise in Islamic insurgency on the continent, and nothing had been done about it in response to such a situation. People on this continent had begged the African Union to intercede where human rights abuse issues were carried out by their own governments, but the AU had remained indifferent and kept silent despite these calls. 22, the committee commended South Africa's effort in negotiating with the countries to the north to increase business growth in agricultural products, such as in wine exports, as well as the automotive sector. It was also pointed out that not enough emphasis was placed on infrastructure, such as the Program for Infrastructure Development in Africa, PIDA. 523, Chairperson, clarity was sought on the progress within SADC on the commitment to free movement within the region. It was the understanding that free trade presupposed the free movement of African people. By November 2019, there had only been four countries which had acceded to the protocol on free movement. It had also been envisaged that an African passport would emerge in 2016 and was meant to be implemented in 2019. Disappointment was expressed over the lack of achievement on this issue. 24, the committee pointed out that there were overlapping areas that needed clarity in terms of international treaties. For instance, both the Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy and the Committee on Trade and Industry had signed international treaties which should be under the auspices of this committee. 25, concern was raised on the issue of the students who were stuck abroad with fees not having been paid. Currently, no one was taking responsibility for getting them home. 26, the committee asked for a list of the positions which South Africa held at international organizations. 27, the committee expressed concern about the ARF's procurement process, as it was heavily dependent on the department. It was noted that it was well known that the supply chain management SCM at the department was ineffective, and frequently incurred irregular expenditure. Therefore, clarity was sought on why the ARF did not develop its own procurement capacity. It was noted that the department took almost 3 years to act to provide humanitarian assistance to affected countries because of the incapacity in the department's supply chain. 528, the committee emphasized the importance of the department's updating members of the committee on its role and actions on the international stage. For instance, the issue of lobbying for candidates was regarded important. Chairperson, should I go through the responses of the department or straight to the recommendations? Hello? Am I?
No, we are here, says the
name. No, we hear you.
Oh, okay. I thought that.
Maybe we should ask the chair to unmute.
Ah, okay. Okay. If I go, maybe I should just go over
maybe,
the...
Maybe just proceed.
Okay. To recommendations. Okay, chapter. The committee met, proposed its own recommendations and asked the minister in the normal manner to respond to them. It's going to require the minister to respond to them within 1 month of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly. So the first recommendation, Chairperson, draft recommendation is that the minister should consider fast-tracking the modernization project of the ICT infrastructure and related matters to minimize the risk to security of information and to respond to the virtual demands of the new normal necessitated by the advent of COVID-19. This recommendation, Chairperson, I think it actually syncs with the recommendations which were made in under discussions under quarter one and quarter two. So it covers both, cover both quarters, discussions which emanated under both quarters. The recommendation number two is the minister to consider investigating the cause of delays by some missions to report and interface into the basic accounting system, BAS, of the department. This is where the committee had noted that one of the audit outcomes of 2021 was the slow pace with which the missions were in sending information, in fact, reconciliation of cash and cash, which the committee also undertook a virtual oversight on. There were delays by other missions to actually send information into the BAS system. And as a result, there has been an audit finding that missions were had not reported, and therefore their information could not be audited. Now on 8.3, the minister should consider expediting the coming into force of the Foreign Service Act and prioritizing the development of a property management strategy. These two issues have been on the cards for almost 2 consecutive financial years, and the committee has been urging the department to fast track both processes so that the property strategy will have to be in place in order to fully implement the Foreign Service Act. So both items go hand in hand. Hence, the committee is recommending on both of them. 8.4, minister should consider finalizing the review of the structured bilateral mechanisms entered into by the country with its counterparts to ensure the advanced national interest and address domestic imperatives. This recommendation, the committee considered the fact that is a litany of international agreements, bilateral agreements with different countries across the world. So the concern of the committee was that these agreements should address the aspirations of the National Development Plan. They should assist the country to address the triple challenges of poverty, inequality, and unemployment. So the department has to finalize this process of reviewing which ones are actually aligned to the aspirations to domestic policy and which ones can be reviewed in order for them to respond to the impediments, the domestic challenges that the country is facing. 8.5, it's for the minister to consider finalizing the country strategy on membership to international organizations to assess value for money and also address the needs of our country, including giving exposure to our youth for internship and future employment opportunities in international organizations the country is party to. This is another area where the committee felt that the department had undertaken to review South Africa's membership to international organizations and also to assess which ones are still relevant to the needs of the country and also to explore opportunities for young people in order to address unemployment at home, for young people to be employed in some of these organizations because each country has a quota allocated for it, for employment of its citizens. So the committee's interest was in addressing in this process of reviewing membership to international organizations to also assist in addressing the issue of youth employment and internship. 8.6, it's for the minister to consider developing in consultation with National Treasury a strategy with a detailed implementation plan to find a workable solution to stay within the ceiling on compensation of employees without compromising service delivery. This one is what the committee has been urging the department to do in more than one report to say the issue of compensation of employees in this department is a continuing challenge because the ceiling allocated, the budget allocated doesn't cover the warm bodies within the department. And the fact that they have other employees abroad whose allowances and other payables are impacted upon by foreign exchange fluctuations. So the department needed to really address this issue and see how best National Treasury can be able to assist them to overcome this. And hence, in one of the discussions, the department has also opted to look into reduction of missions, which the committee has expressed its view on that, so that they are able to address this issue of compensation of employees. 8.7, honorable members, it's on the minister should consider leading the implementation and domestication of the region's blueprints in the country, including the revised regional indicative strategic development plan of SADC 2020 to 2030. The issue here is what the committee noted, that regional integration is a very important issue in terms of the immediate region within which South Africa finds itself, and the fact that there is a low-key activity in terms of fast-tracking processes which talk to regional integration. And the department had explained that the problem is that some of the processes have to are the responsibility of different departments, and as a result, at times they find challenges in terms of following up. So the committee was saying they should, as much as possible, coordinate and ensure that there is domestication of decisions taken within SADC and also implementation by all relevant departments in the country, so that the country overall international obligation within SADC is met. And then 8.8 Chairperson is for the committee's recommending that this report, which consists of first and second quarter performance, be passed by the National Assembly and the report to be considered. Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members.
Thank you, Dineo, honorable members. I hope you have made some notes whilst Dineo was presenting. But at this point, I'm going to ask honorable Muela to chair the meeting and facilitate the discussions. Thank you very much, honorable Muela. DP. Where did you go? Honorable Muela.
Honorable Chair, how are you? My network is troubling me today, Chair.
Your volume is so low.
My network today, Chair, is troubling me. How are you, Honorable Chair?
Yeah.
I am here, Chair.
Yes, you must facilitate the discussions.
All right, thank you, Chair. Honorable members, we have now listened to the presentation from Dineo. I will not hence for discussion. Let me allow honorable members who want to have a bite to discuss the presentation, especially on issues of recommendations and all that. I see the hand of, any hand, comrade? And honorable members, honorable members will want to have a bite. I see Ubabu Mpanza, he will be number one. Msane, honorable Msane, you'll be number two. Honorable Nkosi, you will be number three. In that order, let me allow Honorable Mpanza to come in. Honorable Mpanza, over to you.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. And thanks to the content advisor who presented the report on behalf of the chairperson of the committee. Chairperson, I just want to check. The content advisor has highlighted quite a number of issues that have not been attended to by the department. I think she has gone to the extent of going to program by program. Now, I just want to check the recommendations that have been suggested in the report. Are they really actually dealing with all those issues? Maybe she has, what can I say, packaged them into an executive kind of items so that the recommendations are actually talking to all those issues. So that's what I wanted to check first, Chairperson. And that also, what maybe I might propose is that the recommendations, some of the recommendations, or maybe all of them, there must be time frames and timelines on them, because you, as she has indicated, is that some of these issues are emanating from quarter one. And up to now, they are now in quarter, I think it's one and two now. So that we won't have a situation where we have a carryover of these issues to quarter three, quarter four, and eventually then they just disappear towards the end of the performance targets or assessment. So I just want to propose, Chair, that maybe we should come up with some specific time frames as to when we can get these responses, and then maybe a committee then must sit again and look at those responses so that we'll be able to play our oversight role in making sure that there is implementation of what we recommended on the other quotas that are the previous quotas that we have dealt with. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mpanza. Honorable Msane, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Under recommendations, I don't see any mention of the migration of the ARF to SADPA. And then there's a statement under the conclusion on page 17, which says that the committee okay, just give me a few seconds. I want to find the exact statement so that I can read it out.
No problem.
It says the committee is of the opinion that the overall department was able to perform according to its goals it had set itself for the first and second quarter of 2020-2021 reporting period. I'm against this statement, Chair, because as you have seen that in most programs, targets we have not been met, migrating to SADPA, incompleteness of the review of international multilateral membership, the review of bilateral agreements, there's still no property management strategy or division in place, the ICT modernization. So I really think this statement is making us accomplice to all the missed targets of the department, and we are highlighting it as they have met their target, whereas most of their targets have not been met. Thank you, Chair.
Well, you are referring to what page is that?
It's page 17 under conclusion 7.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Dineo, you have captured that. We'll come back to that. Honorable Nkosi?
Thank you, Chair. I know the report and its comprehensiveness, and will recommend that on those substantive issues that have been suggested by the recommendations, we at least give the department the opportunity to give us a report. For example, on the regional integration strategy for SADC, on the promulgation of the Foreign Services Act, and on the reporting on our chairpersonship of the AU and our presidency of the UNSC, that in these three instances that the department has undertaken to give us a comprehensive report, that we give them a timeline to deliver on that. Otherwise, Chair, I think that the recommendations are comprehensive and give us an indication of what we'll receive in the third and fourth quarter. My sense is that the issues that, if you note in the report, it said that the Department of Public Service and Administration of Monitoring and Evaluation has granted the department the permission to move targets from one quarter to the other. And our rider was that this should not happen at the expense of discarding targets. So we'd expect that in the third and fourth quarter, particularly, there should be a comprehensive report on these achievements, or on whether the department has achieved its targets or not. And let's note that first and quarterly, in fact, the quarterly reports are in their nature very transient. So if you take a definitive view on the first quarter, it is not possible. I mean, we all know that in 3 months, it's not possible to achieve anything. But if we look at this report with a view of saying, with a view that they are cumulative, but much must be achieved within a particular quarter, then what becomes important for us is to evaluate the department against its performances per quarter, but in particular the final quarter, which is the fourth quarter. Thanks, Chair. And I will move for adoption in this at the same time. Mamsan, sorry.
Thank you, Honorable Nkosi. Before we move for the adoption, Honorable Nkosi, I want Odineo to come back and speak on the issues of recommendations that does not probably respond to the issues raised by the committee, if there are any issues as per the advice of Honorable Mbanza, and if possible in terms of time frames, as you have said, even Honorable Nkosi and Honorable Mbanza to speak about that. The issue of migration, says Dineo, the IRF to SADPA and all that, and also speak about the conclusion, because there is a view from Honorable Msane that we need to look into the conclusion matter. The statement And then from there, we'll therefore take issues forward so that we deal with the proposal made by Honorable Nkosi. Says Dineo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, Honorable Chair. Maybe as a precursor, I should maybe highlight to the committee that actually the committee is facing a challenge with regard to this report, which consists of quarter one and two, because the committee has not yet dealt with quarter three and four, where the migration of SADBA was supposed to have happened on quarter four, where the promulgation of the Foreign Service Act was supposed to have happened at quarter four. So we still have a backlog. The committee has still have a backlog to deal with quarter three and four of the previous year. However, having said that, I should also mention that the committee has already dealt with the APP of the department for this financial year 21-22. And the committee has already noted that the issues which emanated on quarter one and two, which is what they are dealing with today, some of them have still not been achieved. So it's I thought I should just put this for the committee to take into consideration that actually the committee is faced with this challenge, which issues which emanated in the previous financial year have been carried over to this financial year. And some of them, like what the committee mentioned, the Foreign Service Act, there is nothing in this APP of this year. There is no roadmap. This is what the committee is going to be recommending have recommended in its budget vote report, which they will consider later. But I was just saying it's a ripple effect which has happened, that the department was allowed through the DPME intervention to, you know, carry over some of the targets which they were not able to meet in a specified time frame. So for this department, a lot of major targets and achievements which were expected by the committee have not been achieved. But sadly, even in the new APP, those issues are still pending. So I don't know how, but for the purposes of quarter one and two, the migration and also the Foreign Service Act were supposed to happen in the last quarter, but the processes which lead to the promulgation of Foreign Service Act were supposed to have started in quarter one, and also processes leading to the migration of SADBA, ARF to SADBA, were supposed to have started in quarter one of last year. So this is what we try to capture. But if members feel maybe it's not captured clearly, we can do so. But it's just that it's quarter one and two only, and the members are yet to deal with three and four of the previous financial year. In terms of recommendations, we tried, the draft recommendations are pointing to have clubbed issues from quarter one and quarter two together, so that because there are those issues which happened, which were supposed to have been met in quarter one, which now were moved to quarter two. So we dealt with it in transition in that manner, so that it shows the continuity. But we can revisit them and see how best it can be they can be captured. And then time frames, the first paragraph, Chairperson, of the recommendations, the one that I read, it refers to, it's a normal practice for Parliament. It's 1 month after adoption by National Assembly, the department has to respond to the speaker and then to the committee within 1 month. So I don't know if the committee would like maybe to have each recommendation with its own time frames, or they will all be within the 1 month that is stipulated at the preamble of the paragraph on recommendations. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ms. Dineo. There was a mover for adoption of the report by Honorable Nkosi. Any second? Yeah, I'll turn to you. I can see your hand, Honorable Nkosi. I just want to deal with the mover that you have suggested earlier on before we come back to other issues.
Before we
maybe he's withdrawing. Maybe he's withdrawing, Chair.
Okay, before that, Honorable Nkosi, let me allow you. Honor your note.
Withdraw.
No, Honorable Nkosi, I'm not withdrawing. I want to suggest, Chair, that in light of what Ms. Msala is saying, that as part of the recommendation in 8 points, I think it would be 8 points. Sorry, I'm just going through my notes. It would be a new 8.8, and then 8.9 will be the recommendation. I'm suggesting that the committee should note. Is it? Will be a recommendation. The committee should warn the department. I don't know the phraseology, but the committee should warn the department of the risk inherent in not achieving major targets, irrespective of the fact that they've got permission to move them. This provides us with an opportunity when you consider quarter three and quarter four to then demonstrate that as a committee we were aware that the department was moving targets, although with permission, but that they faced the risk of not achieving. So that when we consider the APP for 2021-2022, we would be able to look back and justify why we come to a conclusion that the department has not achieved in the past financial year. Thanks, Chair. I move for adoption with that rider.
Chair.
Honorable
Nkosi, he did not seek approval for the new look. That is also called. The question is he migrating to Palestine now?
Yeah, he will answer that, Honorable Chair. There is, comrades, honorable members, there is a move for adoption with an addition, which is going to be 8.8 on SS Dineo, the one that has been raised by Honorable Nkosi regarding the DPME request or approval for the department. Honorable Mpanza.
Thank you, Chair. I think I will support or second the mover, but I just wanted just as a point maybe to be considered in conclusion to be part of my seconding of the adoption, but with this rider, maybe under conclusion that as much as there has been this what I've observed, as much as yes, they have not met quite a number of targets. But I think when it comes to issues that have to do with AU and UN Security Council conflicts, I think that's where the department has just done something that is at least noticeable. So I will just want to maybe highlight that. Chairperson, but I second the adoption of the recommendations with those amendments that Honorable Palestine Nkosi has made.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mpanza. Honorable Sani, what is your issue now? You want to be a Palestinian also?
I wouldn't mind. I would show Israel they are behind. I want to say that as the EFF, we don't agree with the report, Chair.
We are not surprised.
Noted. Any other matter before we the report, the recommendations and report adopted by the committee? Any other matter? Chairperson, I therefore hand over to you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Is there anyone except for the EFF who is disagreeing with the report as presented? Probably that was the question you should have asked, Chair, of the session. Is there anyone? No one. So we are adopting the report, all of us, except for these other ones of the EFF. Honorable Mr. Skwela, is there any other thing to discuss?
No, Chairperson.
No minutes adopt, no nothing.
No, Chair. Minutes will be carried to next week, Chair.
To next week's a presentation on the oversight report. Is that what you're saying?
Next week, Chair, it will be the consideration, Chair, of the budget vote report, Chairperson.
When are we considering the oversight?
It can also be clubbed together with the budget for Chair, with your approval, Chairperson.
How big is it? Because I don't want us to club that report of oversight, because the most important report of the portfolio committee to consider. So we must have a separate meeting from all other meetings for that meeting. And we must, you know, take serious these reports, like the one that we just did. You don't club those reports with other reports. Otherwise, we won't be able to have enough time to consider and discuss those reports.
Okay, noted, Chair. Chair, next week, hello, Chair.
Okay, Town. Sorry?
Next week, Chair, it will be the budget vote report, Chair. So, assuming that the oversight will be on the following week, Chairperson.
What date is that?
19, I think 25, if I'm not mistaken, Chairperson.
Are we fine with that, honorable members?
It will be the 26th, Chair, 26th of May.
Are we fine with that, honorable members?
I think it should be fine, Chair.
Okay, we are fine, Chair.
Okay. So that will be the end of our meeting. If there's no other point on the agenda or any other thing to consider, let me take this opportunity and thank all members who attended the meeting. And now we can go and prepare for the house sitting. At least we'll be able to have time to relax and have lunch or breakfast or late breakfast, and then prepare for the house sitting, which all of us are expected to attend. Thank you very much, honorable members, for availing yourselves. And thank you very much, honorable Muela, for chairing our meeting. Honorable members, will be asking you to chair these meetings from time to time, because practice makes perfect. You'll never know. Mtangawela ngumqesandleni ngomso, and be a chair of the committee. At least you must have a feel on how to do these things. Thank you very much, honorable members. Mamuzungu, I miss you.
the risk chair of that is that there's a potential of Muela doing wanting the chair. So it's the risk. It's risky.
You are the only rebellion that I know. You are a rebel. The only rebel that I know is yourself, Honorable Mola. Well, you are the only rebel I know. You can do it.
And in our cable, we are the hotel is so to compete on the
You are playing.
Go in the big deployment. Bye bye, it's time.
Bye Zugu.
Bye bye.
Umamzungu anakengaka.
Masuti ngola izophela le mpela
masuti. Hey God, Pelly Tem. Members, winters, I knew about Pelly Tem.
It's a pretty meeting.